This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation today pays tribute to the security personnel and victims who lost their lives while defending the parliament during terrorist attack 24 years ago on 13 December 2001. Vice President and Rajya Sabha Chairman C.P. Radhakrishnan, Prime Minister Narendra Modi, and Union Ministers Piyush Goyal, Jitendra Singh, Kiran Rijiju, Arjun Ram Meghwal paid floral tributes to the martyrs at the Parliament House. Leader of the opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, Senior Congress Leader Sonia Gandhi, and other members of the Parliament also paid floral tributes to the martyrs. In a social media post, the President Draupadi Murmu said the nation salutes the courage, valour and sacrifice of the heroes whose devotion to duty continues to guide India's national spirit. She added that the country remains forever indebted to the martyrs and the families. The President also reaffirmed India's firm resolve to fight terrorism in all its forms. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar and Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan paid homage to the brave security personnel who laid down their lives while protecting Parliament during the terrorist attack on this day in 2001. In a social media post, Mr. Shah remembered the indomitable valour and courage of the security forces at that time. He added that the nation will forever remain indebted to the sacrifice and martyrdom of the heroic warriors. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh highlighted how the brave security personnel stood as an unbreakable shield during the cowardly terror attack on Parliament House. He said that the courage, supreme sacrifice and unwavering sense of duty will forever live with the nation's conscience and inspire the country's resolve. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar said that the bravery reinforces the nation's determination to eliminate terrorism in all its forms and manifestations. Minister of State for Information and Broadcasting Dr. L. Murugan also said that the supreme sacrifice of the soldiers in the line of duty has protected the sanctity of the country's democracy and upheld the nation's sovereignty. The Indian Army has been strengthened with 491 new young officers today. A grand passing out parade was held at the Indian Military Academy in Dehradun, Uttarakhand. We have more details from a correspondent.
The parade was held in front of the historic Chetwood building at the Indian Military Academy, where a total of 525 gentlemen cadets took the antim pag to become commissioned officers of the army. Among them were 34 cadets from friendly foreign countries who will now join the armed forces of their respective nations after completing their training. The parade was reviewed by the Chief of the Army Staff, General Upendra Dwivedi, as the reviewing officer. On this occasion, the young cadet displayed exemplary discipline, dedication and military pride. Set against the backdrop of rich military traditions and heritage, the ceremony was filled with a strong spirit of patriotism. For overall excellence during the training, the prestigious Sword of Honor was awarded to Nishkal Dwivedi. Officer Cadet Nishkal Dwivedi also secured first position in the Order of Merit and received the gold medal. Badal Yadav stood second with Kamaljeet Singh, secured third place and was awarded the bronze medal. Sakshi Singh, Akashwani News, Dehradun.
In West Bengal, during the Special Intensive Division SIR process, massive irregularities have been detected in the 2002 voter list during progeny mapping or identification of new voters based on the names of parents or relatives. Although the first phase of the SIR has ended, the Election Commission continues to cross-check and repeatedly scrutinize the submitted forms. During this process, information about these logical discrepancies has come to light, according to data released by the Office of the Chief Electoral Officer of the state. It has been found that the names of fathers of 85,1,486 voters are incorrect or mismatched, which accounts for 11.9% of the total voters. For 24,21,133 voters, the number of children recorded is more than 6. Major inconsistencies have also been observed in the age differences between parents and children. In 11,95,230 cases, the age gap between father and mother is less than 15 years, while in 8,77,736 cases, the difference is more than 50 years, both of which are unrealistic. Although these voter applications have been digitized, sources in the Commission have stated that such voters will be called for hearings. And that is the end of this news bulletin.